way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Here we go, folks. Go Bills, for we are here to cheer for you. Go Bills, we are your fans so true. With victory in sight, we'll yell with all our might. So go Bills, fight Bills, go.
Yeah, all right, go Bills. You're welcome.
What
that was Marv Levy singing the Bills theme song that he wrote way back in the 90s or
whatever
it was.
I was so lost. I thought it was pretty cool, but I had no idea what that was.
Yeah. Very exciting stuff going on.
Yeah, super exciting.
The Bills.
I feel like we've, now that we've said it, I feel kind of bad.
Why?
Because I feel like we should have been ending every podcast saying go Bills.
Yeah, but I mean, it's playoff time now. And the Bills just came off of what a lot of people are saying is like the most perfect offensive game ever in like playoff history. Turnovers, no punts, no field goals.
Well, not only
it's crazy.
I mean, not only playoff history, isn't it just like ever?
I guess, yeah. Yeah. But it's very exciting. For those of you who are old enough like us to remember the Bills in the late 80s, early 90s, this is a
when
familiar
really
feel, and yeah. It's very exciting. And they look so good. So they play Kansas City this Sunday evening. But I thought we'd make sure we get good juju out in the air by having Marv sing his Go Bills song.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Nice touch.
I'm trying. You know what also I thought of? So a lot of people have, I didn't write this down. It's just off the top of my dumb head.
Okay, wait, can you hold for a moment?
Maybe. I'm on a roll.
I know, but we haven't even introduced the podcast yet.
Formalities. Go ahead.
You can't just dive in.
I was diving in.
You can't. It gets the bylaws.
Diver down. Diverticulitis.
For all of our listeners, welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your host and hostess, Joseph and Carol Ann.
So,
and
what
now,
I was saying.
Back to what we were
back
saying.
Back to my random rant. It's not really rant. It is kind of. So, there's a lot of people that have traditions for football games and stuff. They will buy the same food, beer, wear the same clothes.
Superstitious.
Right? Here's the deal. The last playoff, the one just last week, the playoff game that the Bills kicked ass in, was a home game. And it was like -9 wind chill or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
They crushed the Patriots. So everybody should be wearing the same clothes that they wore last week. And that includes you fucking crazy animals who actually went to the game and had like 20 layers on. You have to put on every single layer because you're going to mess
with in the same order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to fuck things up if you don't.
Yeah.
So I don't care if you're sitting in your living room with the fire going. You need to have those 10 layers on exactly as they were last Saturday.
It'll be cold enough here again, so you could potentially just stand outside. It'll
maybe
be the same kind of weather,
but
anyways.
If we lose, it's because one of those fools didn't do this.
Sure, we have to do the same thing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what I had on. I had on that sweatshirt that I actually had on today, too. I'll have to wear that again. A hoodie, if you will.
Yeah. Same clothes. We'll have to eat the same food. We'll have to remember to have our Krupnik shot at kickoff again.
We did have a Krupnik shot at kickoff.
Yep.
Well, I don't remember what we ate that day. Did we go out to eat?
How can you not remember?
Because we're
old.
Went,
I remember. We ate at TSG.
That was the day we ate at TSG?
Mm-hmm.
That was Sunday we ate at TSG, I thought.
No, we did not.
Really?
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah,
Yeah, two smoking guys. If anybody's in the Buffalo area, you're looking for some good barbecue, TSG barbecue over on,
really good.
On
Seneca
Street in Elma.
Yep. It is super yummy and super reasonable, too.
Absolutely delicious.
So they have good
smoked
cornbread.
The
ribs
just
off the
delicious.
Bone. So good.
So.
How good is it, you might ask? It's so good.
We're going to have it again this weekend before the game.
It sounds like we're
going to
get more. Yeah. Unfortunately, this time we're going to have to order for four if the rest of the familial unit is around.
You mean if the boys are home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing. So yes, it's very exciting. Right. I can't wait to watch the game. I'm actually excited about football, and I hope they keep doing it. Like I told you after that game, I don't care if they never win another game in their life. Just do exactly what you did in this past game 3 more times. That's it.
Yeah, be perfect.
Three more times, and you are Super Bowl champions. Hey, they set high expectations.
Yeah. It's so hard, though. It's so hard.
That's what she said.
Because we were so good in our lifetime. We were so good. And then we were so bad.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get your hopes up again.
Because
I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt.
There's a generation of people living in this town, a generation that only know the Bills as sucking or being incredibly on the verge of mediocrity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's hilarious. We've come full circle. Crop circle. Crop dust.
Circle K.
Kmart. Marty McFly.
Wait, where does that come from?
We've gone over this. When I go on these rants lately, it's I'm picking up the next thing with the second part of the first thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so you said whatever K, Kmart, Marty McFly, fly on the wall, wallflower. You got anything?
Guys, see, this is what I have to live with. He doesn't just do this on the air. He does it all the time.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
This weekend, playoff games.
Yes.
Yeah, and let's stick with barbecue. That better. And barbecue.
And the same
Krupnik shots.
Krupnik shots.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. They're going to win. They got to win.
That's right.
Yeah. So you had mentioned this right before we started. I had never even knew this was a thing, but I heard about it, and I figured I'd talk/ask about it. Some balloon guy died? Bubbles? Bubbles.
Yes.
Yeah, some old dude used to blow bubbles out the window above Jim's Steakout downtown.
You don't know about him?
No.
You've never experienced the so just such a sheltered life you led.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's, I mean, it's been, like, decades. This isn't just recent. I mean, this is decades he's lived in this apartment. And that was what he did. He sat in the window and he would blow bubbles down to Elmwood Avenue.
Like all day?
Often.
Other than like pooping?
Often.
See, that's, I don't understand why that's like so revered. That sounds like a sad old man.
He was a Navy veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Thanks for your service, balloon guy, bubble guy.
Bubble guy.
He's a bubble
boy. But it was just something, I mean, he was, you know, an elderly guy, and that was just something he did to pass the time. I mean,
that's interesting. So rest in peace.
But I mean, he became,
guy.
You know,
he became an icon, apparently. Yeah.
Everyone that, you know, you walked down that area, you always looked for him.
Never heard of him. Never saw him.
I'm sorry for you.
So yeah, anyway. Bubble dude. Bubblicious.
Rest in peace.
Hubba
he
bubba.
Will be missed.
Will it? Okay. That's seems like a lot.
No, because there's a lot that was, it was, I don't want to say an attraction, but if you were in that area or you were walking down Elmwood, you would look for the bubbles.
Did he have to curtail that activity due to COVID at all? Because you got to think, if he's blowing bubbles, that's his breath getting into that bubble. And if one
maybe
comes
he
and
had
pops
one of those
you,
bubble machines.
Maybe. It reminds me of 28 Days Later, where the one guy looks up and he heard a crow in the tree and he looked up and just then the crow dropped a little droplet of blood right in his eye and that's how he got infected. Total by accident. So this guy's blowing COVID balloons, bubbles. Why do I keep saying balloons?
I don't know.
This guy's
know.
Blowing
You're
COVID
freaking...
bubbles and he's passing COVID-19
again.
Onto...
At this stage,
bystanders.
Maybe he had a bubble machine.
Hmm. I should have done some research on that. Yeah. So that's Bubble Guy.
Yes, Bubble Guy. Was that your death update for today?
Sure. It's as close as we're going to get to one. Hardly a celebrity death update, but a death update nonetheless.
Well, he was a local celebrity.
Okay, we're done talking about bubbles.
Where are my glasses?
How old are you? Is that what fell and like knocked my phone cord?
That is what
That's
fell.
What happened, isn't it? Yeah. Wonder why my phone cord just like randomly jerked away.
And you made such an ugly face at me.
Yeah.
It happened.
So do you want to get your glasses?
I am going to get my glasses so that I can see things.
Okay. Sea World.
Can you sing some Time Out music for a moment?
High C. High Tops. Tops Friendly Markets. Market in the Square. Square D.
What?
Delight, Groovers in the Heart.
All right.
Anyway, what do you got?
A sore back, if you really want to know.
Yeah, you're having some issues, old lady.
Yeah. Dropping which is weird. Glasses. I'm not used to being injured or having anything really impair me like that. I'm usually pretty injury-free. But I think that over the weekend, I tweaked my back, I believe.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, it was not while doing any sort of athletic activity. I believe it happened when I took laundry to the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a rough week for backs. I mean, yours is more like sciatica stuff. And I, because of shoveling for like a total of like 3 hours, my back was beat up for a couple days. But mine's better now. Yours is not.
Not 100%, no.
Yeah.
Well, I only did yoga today, so maybe tomorrow I'll be pretty close. I think it'll be better.
Good. Because what do you even know what we're supposed to run tomorrow? I didn't look at the plan.
I believe it's 4 miles.
Is it? Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
It's supposed to be really cold again, though, so we'll have to see, plan that out intelligently. I do like going in the morning still, though, even when it's really cold, so I'm probably going to do that.
Well, you could do that.
Yeah, I can.
I'd probably go to the Y.
Yeah, ugh. This week's workout was hill repeats.
Yep.
That was fun. We did that still did yesterday.
Em. Back pain or not.
Yeah. But that's the first time I've done hills in forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hills
it
are
was,
fun.
It was fun. It was more of a challenge than I remember it being, just because it's not something I've been doing frequently. So, but it was still a lot of fun.
Like, we have a lot of good neighbors. We have a lot of good people around us. I get a lot of thumbs up when I
nobody,
do stuff like
nobody
that.
Nobody looks at me. Actually, I should say that. Other people when they're like walking or running, you know, they wave and stuff. But
no, but whenever people see you know, an old woman running hill repeats. Yeah.
The old thumbs up, huh?
They give them the old thumbs up. Good job, old lady.
They
makes
better
me feel
not
good.
Be giving you the hubba hubba eyes, too.
Those are weird. Don't do that.
I can't even really
don't
do
speak
it.
Of
it
hubba
seems like
hubba eyes.
Hubba hubba.
Those are like something like an old time cartoon.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
Hubba hubba eyes.
But yeah, the workouts have been going good. Getting in like the cross training stuff, too. I got to get on the bike, even though I haven't yet. That's going to have to be one for next week, cross-training. But
yeah.
I found this one YouTube channel that's really, it's a guy and a girl that do body weight and like hit interval stuff like that, all body weight. And they're really good workouts. They time them out well. It's a lot of different activities.
Mm-hmm.
And now in this room, there's room for so many activities. Not really.
No.
But it's a good channel.
Got to change it up sometimes.
Speaking of changing it up, we're sitting at a new desk. We're actually facing each other across the desk, which is an unusual thing. Normally, we're kind of sitting like cockeyed crooked around that old table we had here.
Yeah. You're just in a different position. I'm pretty much in the same spot.
Yeah, I worked around you, but I got everything set up, tested it out. Everything's up and running fine.
And here we are.
Here we are. But it looks so much better, too, doesn't it?
Sure.
It looks just like a little, we got our mic stands and the laptop sitting here. It's just great. I think
I'm just all about functionality. I don't care what shit looks like.
Yeah, I like both.
If it serves the purpose, I'm all right with it.
I spent a couple hours like running the wires and zip tying them off.
Yeah, like
to make
doing
them
all that weird stuff.
Yeah, it's a little much, but it's fun. I like the way it looks. So there, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to go down a controversial topic.
Oh, all right. Hang on. Let me get my skeptical glasses on so I can debate you appropriately.
Oh, you won't be debating me.
Ah, shit. Okay, I'll take
this has to do with the NCAA transgender athlete. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yes.
The swimmer.
Yes.
Yes.
Problem with that swimmer is he's got swimmers.
Yeah. Well, he's been going through the process, apparently, for a few years, which does not matter.
That's fine.
Because
what she wants to do. Cool.
Even Caitlyn Jenner says no.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. That's funny.
No. Yeah. In she made a statement saying that you can't, you know, he's got bigger lung capacity than a female would, a mm-hmm. biological female would have. He's got larger hands. He's just going to be a better swimmer and be faster simply just because of those two things. And those two things aren't going to change no matter what hormones or anything else that you change about his physical being. That's not going to change.
Yeah, that's the same. I mean, the argument's been made too for like mixed martial artists that are transgender.
Yeah.
Just like beat the fucking shit out of a, what do you say, a woman by birth.
By biological But it's just, I don't understand it. I just don't understand the thought process behind anyone making these decisions that say, yes, it's okay for a transgender individual to play a female sport. If it was possible for them to possibly compete, we wouldn't have genderized female or genderized sports to begin with.
Yeah.
It would be everybody be on the same team. Why do we have women's sports? Because they are not physically the same as men.
I think shoulders have something to do with the swimmers too. Because if you see her, she's got very broad shoulders. But the reason I mention that is, you know, that's not unusual for a guy in a swimmer. But if you look at like Katie Ledecky, or whatever her name is now, I can't remember. I think she got married.
She got married, but
she has very wide shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that has some influence on ability to swim. But
right. Well, not only that, I mean, I don't know exactly how tall this person is. He seems very tall. Nothing I am looking at right now gives me. Well, I don't know if she's technically a she yet.
She may want to be called she, but he's a he.
But that also plays into it.
Well, listen, I have a solution for this. And
he swims with the men?
No. Any sport where this becomes an issue or needs to be adjusted for transgender athletes, there's a separate category, men, women, and transgender. So if
Well, then you would have to have transgender A and transgender B.
No, you're just transgender.
No, because if you are transgender male to female, they still have an edge over transgender female to male.
Doesn't matter. This is the category. You get your own category. Fight it out. That's it.
Fight it amongst yourselves.
Yeah. No, I'm all for that. That's all. It is. I mean, I don't have any skin in this game whatsoever. So I, you know, sound kind of flippant, but I don't give a shit what they do. But I do think that, like you said, there are definitely physical advantages of being a male. The testosterone levels, you know, muscles,
yes,
bigger hands, like you said, whatever, longer. I mean, it's for swimming. I mean, there's a ton of them, and especially when you look at like MMA, like. If a guy converts to a female or is a transgender female and fights as a female, there's been some women that have gotten the shit beat out of them by those. That's that I think is ridiculous.
I don't understand how in good conscience any human being can let that happen.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's just like letting some dude beat up on a woman.
There's this dude. I don't know if he's American living in Britain or if he's British. Anyway, he's Zuby. He's a rapper. He's an artist. His name is Zuby.
When you said he's Zuby, I didn't know that was his name. I thought that was like his nationality.
Yes.
Like he was from some tribe somewhere.
In Wakanda.
Yes.
It's the tribe T'Challa came from. He has, you know, podcasts. He's a speaker and stuff. He's a really smart guy. He's a I wouldn't even know how to describe him. It's not a political philosophy. He's just very intelligent and, you know, fact-based, I guess. But he, a couple years ago, he's also like a weightlifter dude. Not gigantic, but he's in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, and I'll have to see if this is still a thing, he began identifying as a female and then set the women's powerlifting record in the UK and then went back to being identified as a man. So he holds the record as... He did it just like to point out the sheer, you know, lunacy of this whole thing where like he can do that. And he all of a sudden he has a women's record now because
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. That's what he was pointing out, though. That's why it's so funny. It's like, look how stupid this is. I'm going to set this record.
This is what the woke world has done.
You woke up. Woke.
Yes. Now us women can't even have our own category for anything.
You do have a
category. Men have everything. Now it's bad enough you don't have, you know, stronger, taller, all that shit. Now you got to take away all of our sports too. Thanks, guys.
Okay. I'm not doing it, so I don't care. If somebody out there that's listening is doing that, you know, let us know. That would be very interesting. We could talk. Nobody we know does that. Doing that. But are you excited? February is a big month.
Valentine's Day?
That's one of them.
It's actually a small month because it's only 28 days.
Yep. What you're thinking about not saying right now is not what I'm saying.
Okay, but I don't know what you're going to say.
I mean, my birthday is coming up. Yes.
Yes.
That's
a big one.
Yeah, I'm going to turn 50. Holy shit. So yeah, my birthday is coming up. That's not what I was going to say. We're going to go see Tom Segura.
Oh, is that
February 22nd or something like that? Yeah. Hmm. Woohoo.
Did you send him a card?
Did I send him a card?
Condolences?
No, I did not.
Hmm. And now you want to go to his show?
Yeah, he won't mind.
He's making a lot of money. He just wants your money.
But he's also, he just announced that, I think it's released in June, he's coming out with a, he wrote a book of like essays and short stories or something like that, which is probably pretty comical because generally anything he talks about or, you know, discusses, I enjoy listening to. But so I'll have to get that in June. And I think he's going to have the hour that we're seeing, I think, is going to be a Netflix special at the end of this tour too. So guys rolling, man. They make a lot of
money.
Hey man,
you gotta, when you're on top, you got to capitalize, right?
Yeah.
Got to make most of it.
Yep, yep, yep.
You'll be gone tomorrow.
Then we get to go see Billy Burr later this year too.
Yep. That's true.
That's going to be awesome
too. You're welcome. What do you want for your birthday?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Come on now.
Seriously. Nothing.
Okay. Gets me off the hook.
It does, totally. I don't care. Yeah, it's just another day, really. It always is, but I mean, the 51 isn't even a big deal. I'm like, eh, who cares?
You're going to officially be a half a century.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you know it. 50 years old. And still bawling. I cry myself to sleep every night. that's what I mean, yes. Bawling his eyes out every night. No,
I'm
but
sorry.
You know, there's something we've talked around here that I didn't talk about, and I will now. That we, a few weeks ago, maybe even a month or so ago, we talked about, and it's been brought up, that I've found a solution to my dread of running and like just not being able to get out of my head.
It's really almost the obsessive, what is it, OCD, compulsive disorder.
Because I have that.
Yeah.
But I did a lot of research on this and it's actually worked. So real quick, I know I've said this before, but like I couldn't, like I, when I was running, all I would do is think about stopping. Like, I would get, like, a half mile. I'm like, all right, I can stop and walk for a minute. You know, everything was in my head. This sucks. I can't breathe right. I'm going too slow. Whatever. Dreaded running. And overall, general anxiety shit anyway. But I did a lot of research and found a solution to it, which has been pretty effective thus far. And I am microdosing THC. So very low levels of THC in like capsule or even like a mint form. And it's funny because like I don't feel effects. So we've said this before on here too. God, I gotta stop saying we've said this before. I've said that before probably. I had never in my life like smoked weed, done anything like that. Like none of it. It just wasn't a thing for me. So I was very nervous even trying this. Afraid of how it would affect me, if it would like make like worry and anxiety worse, all that kind of shit. And
in order to do this, you had to get a medical.
Yeah. I got medically approved to be a, you know, medical marijuana participant. I don't know, user, patient. That's a word, patient, probably. but it was interesting because after taking it for like a week, I think I ran once or twice, and you know, we were talking about it, and you're like, you know, how does it make you feel? I'm like, it doesn't, I don't feel anything. Like it doesn't, I don't get a high from anything. I don't feel, you know, like there's any sort of psychosis or any, you know, shit going on, right? But all I noticed was that I didn't think about running when I was running. And it made such a huge, that was the only way that I felt that this was working, was because I was able to go out and do that without all of that mental nonsense that normally goes on. And it's helped overall. It's very effective for like daily anxiety stuff and stress. And it's wonderful. So there you go. May not be for everybody, but it was for me. And I didn't want to go on like pharmaceutical shit again. I was on Xanax for so long. I didn't want to do that. That stuff's shitty to get off of. And so after all this research, that's my solution. And I think it's been really great so far.
All right.
Thanks for your contributions to that conversation. All right.
All right.
Yeah. So there we go.
Married to a stoner.
I don't smoke anything, okay? That's a stoner thing. That's not me. Oh, snap.
Please stop ruining my intro of the day. Doodly 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 doodly.
I think your intro ruins itself.
Hey.
It's nice. I do like it. It's very dulcet tones. People have compared it to mermaids
being
the
killed?
Open sea.
Oh.
They're singing their sirens, right? So, is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Sirening?
Anyways, so today on Carol's Facebook Marketplace post, we've got something a little bit weird. Actually, it's a lot weird, but... and you know what? I'm going to have to, maybe I'll do this right now. Maybe I'll wait till after you post the podcast. I really got to post this picture because it's just absolutely incredibly very strange. So the title on this post just says, feeling a little weird. Why not invite a new friend over? Now the picture is of a nice terracotta pot. You know, the little orange pot you put plants in. Inside this pot is the head of a doll.
What?
Like a baby doll.
I
just
know what you meant.
The head. And they have cut the top of it off and put the plant inside. So this head of a baby doll has these big leaves coming out of the top of its head in this terracotta plant.
That's creepy.
It is incredibly creepy. This thing would give me nightmares if it were in my house. And it just says, bring this sweet babe home to keep you company. Sure, it's odd, but she's lovely. You can pick up any time over on Manatee Avenue and 29th Street in Bradenton. I don't know where that is.
I don't know where that is, yeah.
So, they want $20 for this thing.
Give it to them. Let's go get it. Come on.
No, I could make this.
But you won't. That's the problem. And for $20, we can have that.
Why would we want it? It would give me, again, it would give me nightmares.
It would be fun. We can move it from room to room without people.
We could put it in the boys' room while they're sleeping.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like we used to do that leprechaun. Oh, God. That is creepy as hell. It's funny, but
it's just weird.
Is that a real plant?
In this picture, I don't believe that it is. Yeah. I believe in real life, if you wanted to make one, you could.
Sure.
But who would do that?
Who would stop us?
That's super weird.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. I think you should.
I'm not sure you know what cool is, if that's what you say.
$20.
Go ahead.
Get the dance. That's what I want for my birthday.
I'm going to get it to you for your birthday.
That's what I want for my birthday. There you go.
Got it.
Now you know. Oh, wow. Okay. This is a little unexpected turn. We had to let Hades out the door because he was being squirrely. And she's
back. I don't know what he's doing. The dog's doing weird stuff. He's old. He's pacing around. I don't know.
He's a pacer.
Like from the Pacers?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Wasn't that a basketball team?
The Pacers? Indiana Pacers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Detlef Schrempf.
Huh? God bless you. What did you just say?
And what's his name? Oh, my God. I can't believe I can't think of the name. He's on TV all the time. Scummy, Reggie, what was his name? Indiana when the Bulls, you know, back in the 90s. Reggie Miller, that's who
Reggie
it is.
Miller.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Now that you say it, I remember.
Yes. And the Sabres are playing right now.
Hmm.
So we're going to have to go watch it.
Yeah, they're another heartbreaker.
Yeah. They're up so up and down. It's nuts. So...
Yeah, I mean, they can go one day, they win like 4-0, and then they lose like... 5-1. I mean,
they're on their sixth starting goalie of the year, so that doesn't help.
Yeah, we haven't had a whole lot of luck there, huh?
If you got this reference, if somebody does, that's great. Our goal, you know, we're going through goalies like Spinal Tap goes through drummers. And if you've seen the movie, you know what I mean. So we're going to wrap this up real quick. But real quick, what do we have to do workout-wise? Tomorrow we say is 4 miles, but is Saturday 8?
Yes.
Okay. Or Sunday.
Yeah, you know, you get it in over the weekend at some
point. 8 miles, though. All right.
Yeah. Ooh. That's going to be a tough one for you. It's been a minute since you've done 8 miles of actual running.
We did 6 this past weekend. Mm-hmm. But that's bumping it up. I mean, that's 33% more.
That's what happens when you do a condensed 8-week training program.
I mean,
it climbs real quick.
In full disclosure, that, you know, I have covered that distance a couple of times this year in the Buffalo half and the relay half we did try.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not me running. That was me run, walk, or just walk, or just to finish it. So this, a consistently paced run for 8 miles is something I haven't done in a long time.
Yes. But you're going to do it this weekend with me.
Oh, yeah. It'll be easy. It'll be a piece of cake, man.
I don't know if it's ever easy, but
I know,
it'll
but
be fine.
We'll get through it. Yeah.
Long and slow. We're good.
That's what she said. All right. I think we're going to wrap this one up.
All right.
It's a wrap.
Wrap it up.
It's a wrap.
Put a bow on it.
It's a tuna wrap. Nothing? Mm. Big tuna?
If I was going to say a wrap, I wouldn't have picked tuna. Why wouldn't you go with like chicken finger wrap?
God, I don't like chicken fingers.
What's wrong with you?
When
Who doesn't
you
love
me
chicken,
eat a chicken
fingers?
Finger?
Well, it doesn't mean you don't like them.
Don't you think? Look, how when we order sometimes, you get a chicken finger
I
sub,
do,
right?
Because you know what?
So don't you think that if I like them, I would be like, you
I
know what, that sounds good.
If I could convince myself that chicken fingers were healthy, I would probably eat them all the time. They're absolutely freaking delicious and hot sauce.
Yeah, no, they are actually good. I just don't never eat them, but yeah.
Yeah, I would want to say I don't eat them, but they're so good. Every once in a while, I gotta.
Yeah.
It's my sweet indulgence.
Indulgence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, indulgence. I'm hitting stop on the record button.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.